Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson. Our guest for today from Green County ISU Extension, we'll start with our director, Lori Mantle, and we've got that ever-pressing deadline coming up for the Iowa Green County Master Conservationist program coming up here, Lori. So give us, again, the brief details about this new program that you're going to get off the ground.
The deadline is fast approaching on July 7th. Green County Master Conservationist. This is a program that hasn't been done in over a decade, and we're really excited to be offering it again. It's a five-week program. It starts July 25th, and it will conclude on September 5th. This is for anyone who's interested in learning more about conservation. Really, we're going to be out in the elements, hands-on, seeing different conservationist programs, seeing what is out there in the elements, and we're going to have experts every single week talking about different conservation practices, geology, ecosystems, water, forestry. We do ask that you register by July 7th. The deadline is fast approaching. If you have any questions, give me a call, and I'd be happy to answer those.
So moving on to yet another program that you've got coming on, that is your cybersecurity for the elderly out there. Tell us a little bit about that program, Lori, and the pertinent information people need to know about.
This is a brand new topic that we've talked about cybersecurity, and we've talked about technology and agriculture. We are very excited about our partnership with Evergreen Ridge here in Jefferson. This is going to be Wednesday, July 12th from 2 to 3 p.m. at Evergreen Ridge at 1001 West Lincoln Way. This is absolutely free of charge. We do ask that you give us a call to register so we can let them know you're coming. Alexa Stevens is our ISU specialist, and she has done a few topics and a few programs on cybersecurity, and she's very well versed. This program is targeted for seniors, but it's certainly open for anyone that wants to learn more how to protect their data information or information that they want to share with a loved one. Again, Wednesday, July 12th, cybersecurity from 2 to 3 p.m. at Evergreen Ridge. It is free of charge, but we ask that you give us a call to let us know you're coming.
And obviously, you see this as kind of a growing trend. Like you had just pointed out, that the elderly seem to be more targeted than a lot of other demographics just because of the technology and how fast that's advancing compared to the age of our elderly, not probably knowing the ins and outs of how to better protect themselves.
Unfortunately, these scammers are pretty darn smart in what they do, and technology, as we all know, is ever-changing, and it's hard to keep up. You may think that you have the malware on your computers to protect it, but there's changes every single day. Alexis is well-versed on this topic, and she can give you tips. It's always a good idea to be extra safe with your information.
And now we turn our attention over to our 4-H and youth coordinator, Samantha Hardaway, joining us now. And so, Sam, we've got the fair coming up here rather quickly. Let's start off by first of all telling us the new implementation of that you had recently with the Fair 101 night. Talk to us about how that went and how many people came.
Yes, this year we decided to host a Fair 101 night just to give everybody the basics of fair and what they needed to know to prepare for fair. We have almost 100 new members in our 4-H program this year, and so we just really thought it was something pertinent to the people joining 4-H. So we sat down and we went through everything that you could imagine about fair, the basics. We had about 15 to 20 people there. They were able to ask questions, learn all about fair. And if you weren't able to make it, check out your email. I sent you the slides that we presented during that night. So be sure to check that out if you have any questions. But as always, reach out to me and I'm happy to help out those families.
Now, obviously, before the beginning of fair, you've got everything that you could possibly need to know about the fair coming up with your fair books.
Yes, the fair books are out. We have digital copies located on the Green County Extension website under the County Fair tab. But for those of you like the printed copies, I know I do, we do have those available, one per family at the Extension office. So feel free to stop by anytime, and it will have all the rules and details, all the way from static exhibits to clothing, communications, and those livestock exhibits.
Now, obviously, you've been doing periodic workshops throughout getting ready for the fair. Do you anticipate having more increased numbers in some of those other exhibits that maybe had, not as popular as others?
Absolutely. That is the goal of the workshops. And we just finished up our last one. So hopefully those have succeeded and we see those youth bringing the projects to the fair. I know back in June we did a visual arts workshop and hopefully we have about more than 20 sets of coasters there for visual arts. And we did a poster workshop and had 7 posters there, some jam making. So I'm excited to see all of those at the fair and hopefully boosting those numbers and filling up Clover Hall a little bit.
And last thing we want to cover from your perspective, Sam, is the reminder about Setup Day. Tell us when that is and what all people need to know about that.
Yes, Setup Day is back to normal. It is the Sunday before the Greene County Fair on July 9th at 1 o'clock. Each club has duties as seen in the Fair Edition newsletter, so be sure to check that out. That has all of the important information about fair and deadlines and how-tos, but it will also have what your club duties are during that Setup Day on July 9th. It's a Sunday at 1 o'clock at the fairgrounds.
Now we turn our attention over to our new summer intern here for Greene County ISU Extension. Tell us about yourself, your name, where you grew up, and how long you've been with Greene County Extension.
Yeah, so my name is Rachel. Was born and raised in Harlan. I was in 4-H and FFA throughout my time from fourth grade throughout high school. I showed at the Iowa State Fair. I showed cattle, sheep, and pigs.
What was your favorite part about being a 4-H'er growing up?
I honestly loved just being outside working with my animals. 4-H taught me a lot of leadership, confidence. It taught me a lot of things that I will carry on throughout the rest of my life.
So are you currently going to college somewhere? And if so, tell us where that is and what drew your attention to be here in Jefferson?
So I went to DMAC for ag business and then transferred to Iowa State for animal science. I have my bachelor's in animal science and a minor in agronomy. And I moved to Greene County at the end of September, beginning of October with my boyfriend. And I taught, associate in ADEL at the elementary school and then had a summer job here at the Greene County Extension.
So then what are you hoping to gain from your experience being the summer intern here with Greene County ISU Extension?
So my plan is to go back to Iowa State for elementary education. So what I'm hoping to gain is Sam has let me teach some workshops. So being in front of kids, learning with the kids. I'm just as new to the fair as they are. So learning and growing with them is the best.
Last question I have for you here is to tell us about what you're looking forward to the most as the Greene County Fair is up and coming.
What I'm looking forward to most is probably learning and growing at the fair, learning the way they do it compared to what I'm used to. I love to learn.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program from Greene County ISU Extension. You're listening to Let's Talk Greene County, presented today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel, Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.